Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
Bonfire on the beach. And as we were sitting there, he looked at me and he went, I love you.
Oh.
And I went, you love me? Like, I was shocked. Because I'm like, 3 weeks? What do you mean you love me?
What did he say?
So he said, he asked me how my day was on the day after the election. And I said, not great. And he goes, I understand, but babe, he's like, you're just going to have to get used to it. He's going to be great for America. You'll see. Yeah. And I finally decided, I'm not going to let this one slide. We're going to have a fight today. And sisters, I went, how many? What are their names?
How many did he have?
Child, let's see. He had, oh my gosh.
Brenda, Leticia, right. Sean.
Kelly, come on, X. Come on, X.
I'm joking.
Everybody, hello, welcome to The Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I am here with my fantastic, amazing, beautiful guest, Victoria.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to vent?
Oh, girl, yes.
Okay. Like I was telling you before, you're like the first person who had a breakup within the last year.
Which is shocking because I'm not a big relationship girly. Like, no? I've had like a handful at best my whole life. I think, let's say I've only had two serious, okay. I would say, relationships. And then mm-hmm. like two or three that have been like, oh, we dated for a good amount of time, but no. So it hasn't been like a big, yeah. Oh, this is the person I introduced to my family or anything like that. Like, we've never gotten really? There.
You've mm-mm. never introduced anyone to your family?
No.
Why is it that, you think?
I don't think we ever get close enough to that. I think, also, I get very, I would say, cautious of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it takes a minute. Like, I kind of probably put people too much through the ringer of trying to see whether or not they're going to, like, make the cut to stay anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think just from, like, past... I think my early introductions to relationships.
Yes.
And that was such a bad breakup.
It's so funny you say that. That's mm-hmm. exactly where we start. We mm-hmm. start with your relationship with relationships from the beginning. Let's start here. Where yeah. are you from originally?
From Atlanta originally.
Okay. So you're from Atlanta. You live in LA now.
Yes.
Okay. And so growing up, were your parents married?
Yes. And still are. So they got married in 1980. So they've been together, math. 80,
90, 2000. No, it's easy math. It's
25
plus
20,
so
30, 45. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. I was like, it should be.
I got you, sis. I got you.
Thank you.
I like numbers, so.
There we go. Good. I do not.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, so okay. they've been, yeah, married, still together, all the things, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have one older brother, and he's married. Yeah. Okay. And he was with his now wife for over a decade before they finally...
Mm-hmm. Oh, a decade.
Yeah, she was patient.
Okay, good for you, girl.
Right.
Yes. Okay, come through.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So, how did you grow up with seeing, you know, your family, your parents being together? Do you feel like that had an impact on the way you view relationships?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I feel like I kind of lift their relationship up on a pedestal. So now I'm like, oh, well, they, you know, they found each other. Now they actually, their relationship was kind of interesting because she, my wife, oh my gosh, my mom is my dad's second wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was married to someone before that didn't work out. And mm-hmm. then they were living in the same apartment complex. And so she was seeing him like with this wife that he wasn't making him happy. And then he was watching her date a guy who was actively cheating on her in the building. And so they both kind of like connected.
Wow.
Over this like messed up situation.
Is it a trauma bond, you think?
Maybe. Might have been, honestly. Mm, yeah. Okay. But then they stuck around for the long haul and they're good.
Oh, good. Yeah. 45 years. That's a minute.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. You don't get those anymore.
Right. So you put your parents' relationship on a pedestal and you feel like that has...
Yeah. So I'm always, I think, seeking that. So I'm like, who's the person that's going to be the long haul? Because... I mean, I know divorce is a thing that happens, but I would like to not have to go through that. So mm-hmm. I think at this point now, I've waited so long that why not just get the exact thing that works best in my life? Mm-hmm. So now I'm like a little too picky, I think.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Like, so, yeah, because I feel like once you get to a certain point in life, you're just like, I am not going to settle for anything but what I want, and that's not really settling. So yeah. I'm not gonna settle.
No, exactly. It's like, I won't do it.
This is what I want, and if I don't get it, okay.
Right.
Arrivederci.
Seriously. And I've had friends that are married, and I hear their relationships, and mm-hmm. I may hear the good and the bad. So sometimes when I hear the bad, I'm like, oh no, it couldn't be me, sis.
Yes.
Some of the things they put up with, I'm like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's, oh Lord, it's. So let me ask you, have you ever been married?
No, never.
Yeah, so you never been married.
Yeah, never gotten close, honestly.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Yeah.
How long was your longest relationship?
Ooh, longest one was 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, not like, I mean, the grand scheme of, I'm in my late 30s, so not in the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. not great, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some other people would probably have had longer ones in this amount of time or more relationships and stuff, but I'm kind of one of those people, I don't heal like Wolverine. So yeah. When like something bad happens, I take a long time to kind of regroup and be like, I don't know if I want to get out there again until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Breakups are hard.
They are. They're, yeah.
Like, really tough, especially if you kind of get attached to the person.
Right. And I think that's the big one. When I actually do find someone that I really like, and because I don't put myself out there a lot, I'm like, man, I picked you. Like, how dare you?
How could you?
Yeah. So then it really sucks.
Yeah. Ugh. So you said your last relationship was 6 months ago.
Yes.
Okay. 6 months ago. Where did you meet your ex?
We met on Hinge.
Oh, a dating app.
Yeah.
Okay. You called it out there.
Yeah. I went ahead, dating app. Because I'm on there a good amount. I mean, I go on there and then I get annoyed and then delete it and come back. The classic merry-go-round.
Yeah, that's what most people do.
Yeah.
Most people do that. Mm. So you met on Hinge and y'all went on a date.
Yeah. So we started talking for a bit before. The weird thing about that relationship was that he didn't actually live here, and I didn't find out until like later into us talking. So his profile said that he was in Hollywood.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, okay. And as we kept talking, he said that he was here on holiday, and I went, holiday? We don't say that here. Where are you from?
Where is he from?
He was from the UK.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was his ethnicity?
He was Nigerian.
Okay, he's Nigerian. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
So, yeah. Right.
That was a serious
Yeah. So I was kind of like, okay. But yeah, I had our first date. We went to, since he wasn't from here, I was like, let me show you different places around LA. So we went to the Huntington Library.
Okay.
Because I figured, where's a place that we can just talk and really get to know each other?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, walked around the gardens, talked the whole time, and then went out to a bar afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He was very sweet. I will say, I noticed later on, mm-hmm. after revisiting those dates, that it was more so me doing more of the conversation than it was him. Like, he would ask questions, but when I would ask things, I wasn't getting as much of a response.
Right. So he was vague.
He was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not, you know, what people like.
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of, it's definitely a thing that from past relationships, if someone doesn't give information, I'm like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
So it annoys me quite a bit. And I would say red flags start going off a skosh.
Because I feel like I don't give a lot of information. I try to avoid it.
Really?
I feel like there's so much to know about me. And so I'm just like, I don't want to give too much. I just.
Oh, you want to keep them like hooked.
I think that I don't like the idea of someone possibly trying to chameleon to my likes and my wants and my needs. I want something genuine. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like, no, that totally makes sense.
I want this, and they really don't want that, but they're like, oh yeah, me too. Like, I don't want that. So I'm always just like, because I know I'm going to tell the truth.
Yes.
But I don't know if you're going to tell the truth.
No, that, yeah. So, you don't want someone that's like a yes person.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I try to keep it, yeah, but
gotcha.
I can understand in the reverse. If it's in the reverse,
yeah,
it's kind of a double standard, I guess, in a way, but I'm just like.
Totally, because I'm like, I need to know something about you. What do you mean?
Mm,
especially,
yes.
I don't know, like as a woman too, and this guy, because one, he wasn't actually in Hollywood. Turns out he was crashing for this month while he was here initially in Sun Valley with his friend. So I was like, that's not Hollywood.
So he catfished he was a catfish location person.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I was like, in no way was that Hollywood.
Were you near Hollywood? Are you in Hollywood?
No, I'm in the mid-city area.
Okay, you're not too far.
Yeah.
Girl, You right around the block.
Like hop skip. Yeah.
Okay.
So at least that. Mm-hmm. So when he started talking about like where he was, and I figure, oh, he's here for a month. We're going to see. But I was also weary. Mm-hmm. I think the whole time we were talking, because yeah. I'm like, we only have a month while you're here. Mm-hmm. This seems like this is going to be a weird choice. And I even told him up front, which I don't know. I feel like it's take it or leave it with that idea, but I froze my eggs. So I'm very mindful of I want to have kids.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't know if this actually makes the most sense for us to keep talking because I know these certain things that I want. And he was like, well, if I find the right person, I'm willing to move to America.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I watch enough 90 Day Fiancé. I should have known better. Mm-hmm. But here we were. So yeah, kept talking. We spent as much time together as we could while he was in LA. Mm-hmm. Every time, I mean, perfect gentleman. We went out and he would like cover everything. He would do like the, let me stand on the right side of the road.
Oh, all so
the,
he knew.
All the home trainings.
But he lives in Nigeria.
He lives in the UK.
Oh, yeah. He lives in the UK.
Yeah, he's Nigerian, but he lives in the UK.
So he lives in the UK, but he knows.
Yes. So he knows the things. Okay. Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that. And then different places, like he'd pick, you know, different restaurants. Like I went to Yamashiro because he would show me.
I love Yamashiro.
Right? It's so good. It is. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. And he kept picking like really pretty romantic places and being like, babe, I want to take you here. And I was like.
Oh, so he was like putting dates together.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm listening.
So yes, I mean, he was doing the correct things. But then where it started to get weird, honestly.
Okay.
Right from the point where we had like our last date before he was going to go back. And it was kind of this weird moment of, okay, he's here for a month. And then now instead of being at his friend's place, like his friend dropped him off at basically like my apartment. Mm-hmm. And we went to the beach and like hung out and had a bonfire at Dockweiler Beach and all this stuff. Very pretty. But it was so funny because his friend was like, here's all of his luggage and stuff since you're taking him to the airport now.
What? But he didn't discuss this with you.
He asked if it was okay. So he did ask. It was just surprising because I was like, oh, wow, this is... It's almost like a changing of the guards after 3 weeks okay. of like passing him along. He's like, here, you got.
I thought he just gave it to you. Like, he's like, no here's your problem now. Right. But you knew.
Yeah, I knew. Okay. Yes, I knew. It was just kind of like wild to think like after 3 weeks, all of a sudden his friend's like, here, yeah, you got my mans.
Take him. I'm sick of him.
Yeah. So like had that date, had a like bonfire on the beach. And as we were sitting there, he looked at me and he went, I love you.
Oh.
And I went, you love me? Like, I was shocked because I'm like, 3 weeks? What do you mean you love me?
I'm so sorry. You love me?
I was so thrown because I was like, I don't know if you know enough about me and I about you to make such a statement like
that. Did you say that?
Yeah, I was like, so I looked at him and went, I love that you feel comfortable sharing that.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm not there.
I admire your honesty.
I had to do it because I think I was so thrown by it.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 3 weeks and I have a very busy schedule. So we saw each other maybe like twice a week for those 3 weeks. So it was like 5-6 hangs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so the I love you felt like a lot of dip on the chip,
yes,
I would say.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So like, yeah, took him to the airport, had the send off. And then we kind of made a schedule for the next few months of just, okay, we're going to talk at these times. So because he was 12 hours ahead.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Eight.
Okay.
8 hours ahead. Mm-hmm, there we go. Math is coming back to me.
Yes.
So then we would have living like FaceTimes. So we'd FaceTime in the morning when I woke up because that'd be his afternoon.
Okay.
And then we'd do one when I was at lunch because he'd be getting ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was going to sleep because then he'd be waking up for the next day of work.
Okay.
So we had like a little schedule down. It was cute. But then it started hitting me. Oh, I missed a moment. That was another red flag for me. Oh my gosh.
Yes, what's the other moment?
I'm sorry, circling back. Because when we were texting one time, he sent me a message because he did like to text more than FaceTime.
Mm-hmm,
and he sent a text and it said, here's a sweet morning text to send. And then it said, good morning, Victoria, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you using ChatGPT to talk to me? And he goes, yes, it's an amazing tool. And I went, no.
It's not real.
Yeah, I was like, it's an amazing tool maybe for like helping with a cover letter for a job, but not to talk to me. And he goes, but it's very helpful. And went, do you have concerns in communicating with me? And he said, well, it just helps me get my feelings out better. I was like, okay. But also, you don't know how to say good morning to me?
Yeah, he probably. What do you do for work? I'm curious for him to have this very robotic type reaction to human interaction.
Yeah, he was. Oh my gosh, what did he do? He worked. He was a buyer for like a manufacturing company that was over in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and something like too crazy. But then he also had a side business where he ran like a used car lot there too.
Okay,
so double job. He was holding it down. Yeah.
Good for him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm. Yeah. So I think once I started noticing the ChatGPT of it all, and I did ask him to please stop using that because I'm like, I just want to talk to you.
He's like, I ain't going to stop using ChatGPT.
And I could tell he didn't. Like, I started going back through his messages and I was like, these are mad robotic.
Yeah.
So, like, they kept going like that. And then once it started getting, like, later on in the relationship, and he would say things that I was like, they're a little bit too robotic in their sweetness, to be like, I am very proud of you. You are so beautiful. And every time I tried to like dig deeper in like any conversation, it would pivot back to, I miss you so much. You are so beautiful. And that's all he would say.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't think we having real conversations anymore. No. What is going on?
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you met him in person, because otherwise you would be like, this person is
not real at all.
The scammer.
Right. And it didn't, like, no shade to the community, but it didn't help that he was Nigerian.
I didn't want to say Nigerian scammer. She said it.
I did. You can pass the smoke to me. I'm
sorry.
That
was her boo at one point, so she could say that.
I can say it.
That was her boo.
I held him down.
It could have. Listen. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So the the beginning of the end happened.
Okay.
When we got like closer to, as a classic thing would happen, the election.
Okay, wait, time out. Before we go any further.
Yes.
How long were y'all together totally?
We were together 4 months.
Okay, 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a quick 4 months.
Yes. Okay. So the election.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, election came around. Oh boy. And he said a couple things leading up to it in his ChatGPT way of, I think Trump is going to win.
Okay.
And I was like, why would you say that? And he's like, oh no, I just have a feeling. Mm-hmm. But because he wouldn't expound upon stuff, I didn't know if he was saying that just because of, he knows Americans be tripping and he might vote for him again. I know if it was that. But it turns out he actually really liked Donald Trump.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very interesting when people that don't live in this country are really into the presidents that they like. I'm like, you don't got to live with this person.
Yes. That's what threw me. I was like, you don't even go here. Why do you care?
Exactly. He doesn't even go here.
It's so weird. And that's what threw me.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. I hesitate to say no. I do feel like it is weird, but I hesitate because I know people are very enthralled and involved in American type culture. So.
Right.
And we as Americans don't, you know, we don't.
We don't pay attention to other people like that.
Yeah, because we're on the inside and they're on the outside. So we don't know what it's like out there.
Right. And our media is more outward to them than theirs is to us, too.
Exactly.
So I think they're more invested in it.
Yes, for sure.
So,
okay, so he liked Donald Trump.
He did. And
which is wild because he didn't realize he was dating someone a part of the 92%.
Right. Thank you. Exactly. It was like, what a miss. What a huge miss of not knowing
almost
who I am.
100% of us.
Yes.
Or like
we don't like him.
But okay, go ahead. So what would he say?
So he said, he asked me how my day was on the day after the election. And I said, not great. And he goes, I understand, but babe, he's like, you're just going to have to get used to it. He's going to be great for America. You'll see.
Yeah.
And I finally decided, I'm not going to let this one slide. We're going to have a fight today.
Okay.
So I went ahead and was like, why do you say that? What do you mean by that? And he goes, well, I just know that he's going to be great for America. And I went, I was like, why? Why do you believe that? And he goes, he's going to make America great again. I went, no. I was like,
wait, that's. Is that a ChatGPT?
Right, exactly. Thank you.
ChatGPT. I told you to stop using ChatGPT.
Stop this shit. Yes. So he immediately said that and went, what policy? Oh, no, because I asked him, what policies did he like of his? And he said, he's going to make America great again. I went, that's not a policy. That's a slogan.
That's a lie as well, but
also
continue.
That.
I'm sorry.
No,
excuse
also
me.
That. No, you
my political thoughts to myself. Go ahead.
Listen, I'll do all the heavy lifting of it.
Go ahead.
Yes. So then we got into it on policy, and I said, okay, no. What policies do you like? Do you like his immigration policy? Do you like his views on women's rights? What do you like about him? And he said, all of them. And I went, nope. Let me tell you why all those are wrong. And so I dismantled every single policy that was mentioned. And then he said, well, he's going to be great. He's going to stop the war between Russia and Ukraine. I went, he's literally not. He's on the side of Russia. And he went, what? I didn't know that. I went, yeah, you're proving that you don't actually know what the fuck you're talking about.
Did you use this language?
I did. I did. At that point, because also that was like our morning text. So I was heated at like 5 a.m. doing this. So he was getting the heat at like his afternoon, my morning.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Girl, wake up with it hot.
Yeah. Because yes. I was like, I was too raw from the election. And I was like, how dare you be the problem? Yeah.
Most of them are. Most of them are. Okay. So you told him to... I was going to be like, you told him to fuck off.
Basically, but we kept it going for quite a minute of the, like, the dialogue back and forth.
Oh, what was his back... His comeback for that?
His comeback was, one, he didn't know that's the way that Trump felt.
Oh, wait. So what was his reaction whenever you said that about Trump?
He actually was defensive of him and kept trying to prove his point that Trump is going to be great. Oh. He said, I actually found the receipts.
Okay, let's pull up the receipts.
Okay.
Show the folks the receipts. Let's see it.
Let's see. So he said, let's see. Oh, I forgot. I came in a lot hotter than I realized.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's see.
Okay, so he asked me how I was. I said, hey, good afternoon. Not going to lie. Today has been pretty rough after watching the election results. Everyone's vibe here is very grim. And he said, I understand, but you have to accept the result and move on. I know Trump will be a good president for America. Okay. Actually, he said American. And then I said, why do you think that? This is the third time you've spoken positively about him. Why do you, quote, know he'll be good for America? Mm-hmm. And he said, I believe on his mandate. And I said, which mandate? And he said, American might not like him. No, but give him time. You will love him. And I said, no, I fucking won't.
Okay. That's keeping it real, sis.
Yep. And then he said, and when he responded finally to the like mandate, I said, he said, the one he presented in his campaign. And I said, what about which policy? Immigration, women's rights, the economy, what? He said, how to make America great again. And then he responded to my immigration, women's rights thing and said, everything, to be honest, just believe.
Oh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so I responded to the how to make America great again comment and said, in what way? That's not an answer. Specifics. And he said, with time, you will see his good work. And I said, this is a huge problem for me that you believe this. And he said, protecting the state economy, borders, etc. And I said, he is not a good person. And the fact that you blindly believe him is an issue. He is a failed businessman, a convicted felon, and a rapist who is proudly stripping women of their rights, discusses how he can't wait to forcefully remove people from this country. He speaks about other races so disgustingly. He aligns himself with corporations and billionaires as opposed to actual citizens. He's only in the interest of white men and celebrates, quote, protecting their interests at all costs. And he said, the media is printing him black. No one is perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So then I said... He is only interested in protecting the borders from brown people. It's been proven border crossing is not the way people are getting into this country. Also, he only hates the people from brown countries coming in. He doesn't care if someone comes from any European countries. And he goes, he will deliver this time around.
I think these responses are tragic.
Right?
There's no way.
There's no way because he's not.
Absent. It's like.
They're blank. Like it's dead eye responses. Right?
Yes. He's not. Girl, mm-mm. You ain't talking to nobody there.
Mm-mm. I'm talking to a computer.
Yeah.
I was talking to a computer.
You copy your responses and then paste them into the ChatGPT. And then ChatGPT would be like, because he's going to do really great things.
Right. Through the lens of MAGA, how should I respond to this ChatGPT? Like, that's what I feel like I was getting from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else?
So, let's see. So, I responded to no one is perfect with... 4 question marks and said, so we can skirt past being a racist and a misogynist who staged a coup of our country. We should get past that. And he said, he's going to help stop wars around the world like Ukraine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I said, no, he isn't. He aligns with dictators. Russia is actively invading and taking land away from Ukraine. He's not aligning with Ukraine. He's aligning with Russia. Mm. And he went, really? I don't even know that. And I went, yes, exactly, which is why I'm trying to tell you, you are speaking on things you don't understand and are only listening to his propaganda, which is why he and his supporters are so dangerous. You don't research what he actually does. You just take his gibberish as truth. And he said, I'm not dangerous. And I went, his followers are. And he goes, I'm not a politician. And then he responded to my, his followers are, and said, ha, 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 I admire him from afar.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, you don't have to be a politician to be dangerous. Supporting someone like him is dangerous. And it,
Lord.
And I think then he realized he might have stepped in it too much. Then he tried to pull back.
Let me get the pullback.
And he was like, anyway, you're American. I'm not. You know better than me.
Out of all of that, he... And Texas, as we say, bless your heart. Because definitely you did not think that through, sis. A brother.
Right. Because, I mean, that's the thing. We've had a few kind of political talks. And anytime he's brought up Trump, I was spicy from jump. So why he thought this would go well was crazy work.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Whenever you first started dating, I mean, considering that you were only dating for 4 months,
yeah,
it was election time for the right. most part.
Yeah.
So
it was topical.
And there was no indication that he loved him this much?
No, there was none. Yeah. The only time that he was ever brought up, he just made like those two quick comments of, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win again. Like he just kept saying that over and over again. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely thought that was just from a place of Americans be tripping. Mm-hmm. I thought that was why he was saying it, not from a place of that's my dude and I'm a rock with him.
Yeah.
From afar. Because why?
Interesting.
Yeah. But now in hindsight, going back through parts of that relationship, I realized how much he was holding back. And he was kind of, he was doing what we talked about earlier of just mm-hmm. saying what I wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that a lot. So I think he asked me a lot of questions to find out what I was looking for and what I was into.
Yeah.
So then he could say, oh, yes, I care about these things, blah, blah, mm-hmm. and try to present himself in that way. So he was like, oh, I want to do the things to show I take care of you and
yeah.
tell you you're beautiful. He did the surface things that I think people say on paper they want a man to do. So the paying.
That's what I'm telling you. That's mm-hmm. why I keep it to myself. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, you just, I don't know if you really mean what you're saying.
Right. And I don't think he did because
yeah.
how you love me after 3 weeks. How do you like not share a lot of stuff about yeah. yourself? Like he would talk about his family, but I would have to ask like point mm-hmm. blank, like, tell me about your family. He goes, oh yes. He goes, I have brothers and sisters. I went, how many? What are their names?
How many did he have?
Child, let's see. He had, oh my gosh.
Brenda, Leticia, right. Sean, Kelly.
Come on, X. Come on, X.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
No, you're good. If I remember correctly, it was three.
Okay.
But the way he talked about them was so vague that I was like, where are you in the lineup? And he was like, oh, I'm the baby. So I at least got that.
Okay. So
we at least got that information.
Okay.
Yeah. But he didn't divulge a lot. And I realized it was just the surface things of, oh, if I ever tried to go any deeper with conversations, it mm-hmm. was, wait, you look so pretty. Let me take a picture of you. I was like, do you think I'm one of those bitches that just likes this stuff?
I have a, can I give you a hypothetical? I'm
yes.
just curious. I'm curious on how people feel about this particular hypothetical.
Hit me.
Let's just say this individual was an American. He was an American.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say his parents were illegal immigrants that were living here for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he voted for Trump. Would you call ICE on his parents?
No. Oh wait, actually let me dig deeper.
Dig deeper. Cause listen,
right.
That's what
okay.
he wanted.
What he asked for.
Right.
This is what he asked for.
Would you call the people on his people?
Listen, you know what? Cause I have gotten to a place that's not so positive anymore.
Yes.
I think there might be an anonymous tip.
Okay.
Just be, like just to prove just, a listen. Point.
Listen, I be proving points too, so I be
yeah.
like, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, except for like my do? Gut reaction, my spirit was like, no. But then I thought about it, but how's he gonna learn?
He
each
gonna
one
learn.
Teach one. You
listen,
got to.
I call it the 5-0. Everybody yeah. wants some 5-0 until they get the 5. They don't want it until they get it. And then they like,
that's why.
5-0.
That, no.
Absolutely. 50-0 all day.
Hello. That's yes. why all those, the TikToks of people that are like recanting their MAGA-ness. It's mm-hmm. like my lullaby at night. They're like, I didn't know that I was going to lose my farm. And I didn't know I was going to lose my job. I just wanted yeah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no. Good night.
It's very interesting because it's just like, are y'all? It's like the Twilight Zone, to be honest. And I'm kind of over it at this point because I'm like,
yes.
you know what? That's Jeopardy. But anyway.
Right. But still. Thank you. Yes, I got
you. They're both out there.
For sure. Oh, it's crazy. So okay. Yeah, that.
So you would call them. You give them a tip.
I would actually. I think okay. Just to be like, well, I'm just making sure. This is what you requested, correct?
Yes, just making sure.
Like basically if dialogue and reminding doesn't get the point across, then maybe you have to see his work in action.
There you go.
I don't know.
He's making America great like he thought he would.
Right. Look at how great this is. Babe, look. Look how great. Like in a different, like alternate reality,
yeah.
I would be sitting like lighting a joint, be like, babe, look how great. Right? Isn't this amazing? Don't you love this? Voting.
Everything you wanted and more.
Yes.
Okay. So y'all had that conversation and was that the end at that point?
That was actually.
That was the last conversation you ever had with him.
That was the last conversation we ever had. Cause he, it's so weird because he tried to double back on it, but because at that point I was so hot, I just kept going hard in the paint until, cause I, once it gets to a certain point, I got to beat you into submission. Unfortunately, it's a flaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you beat him into submission.
I did.
Okay.
So I then continued, I think, with some other points, but then he got to a place. Oh, I think after he tried to back down and I said more stuff, he then pivoted very hard and said, I simply hate the fact that they brainwash kids to be gay. Mm. Which I was like, where did that come from? So then I got mad, obviously, again, and went hard and was like, this is a problem for me. And he kept saying that he knows what he's talking about, that he's seen it.
Wait, time out. I'm just trying to be clear. Because before he said he didn't know.
Right. But now
that
he
you know more.
Yes.
But now, okay.
But now he actually does know more. Okay. Specifically about how people are being taught in schools and brainwashed to be gay.
Okay.
Yes. So he feels very strongly about that. And he knows. He knows for sure. Because he said they should be allowed to choose what they want and not brainwash them. And he said, here in the UK from secondary school, they are telling them to be gay. If I have kids, I want to make their choose. I think he like really started messing up his grammar because he was like so frustrated.
Yeah, he got rid of the chappy
teeth. Yeah, and he was like, no, this is me now.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to show you the real me now.
Right.
Screw this shit.
I can say it. Yes. And so I asked him like, how are they telling him to be gay? And he goes, the teachers tell them here. I know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said they're telling them you can be the opposite sex, which is not nice. Which is not nice.
Go ahead. I'm just going to listen at this point because.
Yeah. Which then, I mean, you see all the conversation. I said a lot at Wenham about hiding a group's existence. I basically did a lot of like queer rights.
Oh,
advocating.
Wait, you got a voice note?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it sounds like. Oh, you know what it was? He said, I remember this. He was basically saying like, hey, I think that we should continue this conversation when I get home. He's like, I'm leaving from work now. Let's talk when I get back home. And I was like, nah, we don't need to.
Wait, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Can we hear it? Let's see if we can hear this voice note.
Is this the one?
Good morning.
Oh, no, that's my friend. Damn it. Like, damn, I was like, I have it. No, shit. Okay. Dang, yeah, because I deleted it from, I know, I'm so mad. Damn. Okay.
I thought I was going to get a voice note.
I know. I was like, hoping. I forgot. Okay. Yeah, these are screenshots. I deleted the shit. Damn it.
It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah. Oh. But I did tell him, because I had before in the past told him, like, I want real conversations with you, and I feel like you're not doing that. So I kind of ended it on this note of this is why those surface conversations of us just saying, how are your day, without getting into real topics was a problem for me. We didn't know each other. But this conversation has been very enlightening for me. Thank you for finally sharing something real, your beliefs, with me. They're definitely not aligned with my values. This doesn't work for me. And then I blocked him.
Oh, okay. So you've never spoken to this person. Mm-mm. So you said that he finally stopped doing something.
Oh, because so he would always just ask like very surface things. And that was the extent of it. Like if you'd go back through, if I hadn't deleted them, if you'd go back through our conversations, once we started like texting, once he left to go back to the UK, every day I could scroll back through and I promise you everything was, good morning, babe. How are you? Did you have lunch? What did you have for dinner? Hope you have a beautiful night. Great talking to you. Good morning, babe. How was your day? Like it was basically like wellness checks at that point. Right. And I would try and go, how was your day? Oh, did you do blah, blah, blah at work? How's this going? And try to ask specific questions.
Yeah.
And he would just go, yes, it was good. Mm. I was like, what happened? Like, you actually talked to me when we were in person.
I feel like a lot of guys are like that, though. They aren't very talkative. They don't like to go into details.
No, they don't. No.
Like, you can ask them, like, what happened to their friend? Like, oh, he just broke up with his girlfriend. And you'd be like, oh, what happened?
And not a detail. Not a one.
I don't know. Did you ask? No. No. It was like, okay.
Right.
Versus me and you, we'd be like, girl, what happened?
Like, so first he said. Yeah, like,
yeah. So it's, yeah, I just feel like it tends to be a thing sometimes.
But then it's also weird, because if that's the way that you're going to play this, and you're talking about, he wanted me to fly out to the UK to see him. He's like, oh, maybe come for Christmas. So we obviously didn't make it to that.
No.
But I'm like, this conversation doesn't warrant a ticket.
Did y'all make plans, though? Were you planning to go?
Not for Christmas, because I always go home for Christmas to Atlanta. So I was like, but maybe in the spring. So we were talking about like me coming in like March or something to go out there and see him.
Yeah.
So that was the plan initially before the trumpation of it all.
Before he showed his true colors.
Yeah. But I did tell him a few times, like, in order for me to feel comfortable flying out there, even though he'd spent so much, well, staying in my place and stuff while he was in LA, I was like, these conversations don't warrant me flying out.
Yeah.
To come spend time with you, because we don't talk about anything.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm not gaining new information from you. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to say I should fly out there, or you're willing to come here and move to LA, because he wants to move here, he said initially.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, these aren't conversations that would make a relationship build to something like that magnitude.
Right. Did you ever at any point in that 4 months see anything long term with him?
I think once I started realizing the conversations weren't getting there, no. I also take a long time to decide on that stuff. So I would say probably gut reaction. No. I think I have moments of from our first conversations of, okay, he wants to build a family. He's willing to move if he finds something right, because that was a concern I had.
Yeah.
So him saying, no, this is worth your time. Mm-hmm. We can keep talking. If I find something real, I will move for that person.
Yeah.
So that, like, the distance technically on paper wasn't a problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, so he looked good on paper, basically. Yes. But
totally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They always look good on paper.
But then you unfortunately got to talk to like the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on paper can be a lot of things.
It can be.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, they have this job. Like, I don't know. I went on a date, not the same relationship. But I went on a date with a guy that was a doctor. Mm-hmm. And on paper sounded good. It's like doing well for himself, doctor doing medical research, all these things. Those conversations pissed me the hell off to the highest level of pistivity.
Why? What was he saying?
Oh, he had like all these ideas of there should be certain roles in relationships.
Oh, and what was your role?
So if we were to continue down this line, then he would be the one bringing home the bacon, like doing all this stuff. And there were expectations of like, oh, what if we had kids? Like, you'd be the one home with them. I went, I'm a creative. I wouldn't imagine my life like that, where I'm only at home. Like, I'd imagine I'll be booking stuff. I'd be on set. Like, I'd be producing stuff. I'm going to be around. And then you would have to take care of the kids sometimes while I'm, say, shooting a movie or something. And he was like, I mean, let me see. And then he would like wouldn't believe what I thought until he'd find like a medical journal or a psychology journal that would say that having roles and relationships that are that limited are not helpful. And then he'd send me the screenshot and go, oh, congratulations, you were right. And I was like, I wasn't fighting with you.
Yeah.
I was literally just saying my opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is no right or wrong. I just let you know how I feel.
Yeah.
What I would be looking for in a partner whenever it comes to our family dynamic. Mm-hmm. But
apparently I was trying to win information. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So on paper, oh, doctor, black man, doing great. Private clubs, all the things. Had a wine cellar at a private club.
Oh, wow.
All the things. Conversations?
Bleak. Wow.
Yeah.
It sucks when that happens. It really does. So going back to this guy, you said that you didn't have very many relationships in general. So this was probably like your...
Yeah, this was my... So yeah, I'd say like four... Yeah, I would say four and a possible. So four. Because I had one that was also just like a very messed up situation. So yeah,
I love a possible. Come through with the possible.
Yeah. So yeah, only like really fourth of somebody that oh, I'm only talking to this person. Because I did make that very clear to him that I, because he wanted us to be boyfriend and girlfriend, like, right then, like, lock it in early on when he was first in LA. And I was like, I don't want to do the titles, like, but just know that I'm very intentional with dating, so I'm only talking to you. Mm-hmm. So at least that. But in the way of claiming this is my boyfriend, didn't have that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, not like very serious relationships before that, because I spook easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ended with on a very heated note with this particular person. Were you sad at any point or no? Or is it just like, thank God he's out of my life?
No, honestly, it was a relief. Because I've been complaining about our conversations to friends for
a
while there, maybe like a month, and going, I don't know about this. And what's crazy is I talked to like my girlfriends, and my girlfriends were like, I don't know, this is all weird. Mm-hmm. But my single guy friends would be like, I don't know, just like, I'm still rooting for him.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They
See,
both
that's like, you know, guys just like stick together no matter what. It's so interesting.
Right. They
like,
really do.
Like, yeah. Try it out. Keep going.
Yeah. It's like, I believe in him. And I was like, why? Yeah. All the things I'm telling you, why?
And since it was long distance, he lived overseas, did you suspect that he was completely faithful and he wasn't speaking to anyone?
No, I mean, I thought he was fully faithful. I mean, he would FaceTime me from his place, like walk around. Yeah, like when he would go in to work in the morning when I was going to sleep, he would take me like on the ride with him into work and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm going to stop at the market. Like he would walk me through his morning.
Okay.
So yeah, so I will say very transparent about that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is, I think, the start of why I'm very suspicious in relationships and why I'm very slow to let people in and trust them.
Yes.
Because my very first one in high school ended horribly because I waited a very long time because that was my first relationship.
High school's a very long time?
Yeah, high school, I think he was like literally trying to date me for like 8 months before I finally was like, yeah, fine. Like, we'll date.
Okay.
And then we started dating and we dated for, I think, a year. And he ended up sleeping with my best friend.
Your best friend?
Yeah. Who had introduced us. So they both were gone in one fell swoop from that. So that relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Ended very poorly, obviously. And that was like, that went on for a while afterwards, like the aftermath of that, because then went off to college.
Yeah.
And we were at different colleges, but he would date other people. And it was so weird because we'd be out at parties and other, like his girlfriends then would DM me and be like, he still talks about you and still misses you. And I was like, girl, why are you telling me this? You should be mad. You're with him.
How do they even know you?
Right. So that was weird. So didn't love that. So
like
that
he would talk about you and they would go hunt you down?
Mm-hmm. And then tell me he still really misses you. I'm like, okay. Don't you have feelings about that?
Yeah. Did they?
Didn't sound like it, which is also very confusing. I was like, girl, love you more.
Please. Ladies, love yourself more. Right. Don't let nobody talk about, because if that's where you want to be,
right,
then you go try to be.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that one, and then I'd say the other big significant cheating was, which I'm actually like working on, I had to take a while to like heal from it.
Oh, it happened again?
Yeah, with a different, yeah. So a different relationship. Once I moved out here to LA, my first boyfriend out here in LA, dated him for 2 years. And turns out after I broke up with him, because I started getting spidey senses of, wait a minute, something is not right here. He's being very dodgy about things. And I started just having this vibe of he's not being transparent with me.
Yeah. Like, and in what, can you have an instance where you felt like he wasn't being transparent? You're like, this is 1000% not right.
Yeah. Like he didn't have like a standard 9-to-5 job or anything. And I would be trying to like find time to hang out with him. And I had a crazy schedule. I think I was working like 2-3 jobs and I would still try and make time to see him.
Yeah.
And he was always unavailable. Mm-hmm. And when I would ask him about it, he goes, well, I'm busy like working so that I can take you on dates. And so he'd always like, right. I was like, but you don't.
He didn't take you on dates?
Like, not that often, no. Or if we did, it'd be stuff that, it'd be like every blue moon, and it'd be stuff that he wanted to do. Like, oh, we're going to go watch the midnight screening of Star Wars. I'm like, I don't like Star Wars. I'm going to fall asleep. And did.
Like, no, that's not a date.
No. So, yeah, stuff like that. And then after I got mad off of whiskey. Because he would, a whiskey girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Southerner. Okay. So, you know, we got to love it. Mm-hmm. I had a moment, I think it was like the whiskey brain, where I got mad at a company party for like one of my jobs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he is never here for you.
Was he there at the party?
Mm-mm. No, oh. I mean, in fairness, he'd gone home because he always went home to London for mm-hmm. another. See, this is why
Girl,
I stopped.
You like a UK man.
I do, but not anymore. Okay. Not anymore. I'm done now.
I know somebody. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
And not me perking up.
I know you did.
I love a good connection. Right. I was like, listen, what's the plug?
Yeah, he went home to London
and I had a moment where I was like, but even if he was here, I was like, I don't think he'd actually be at this party with me. Mm. And I got mad and texted him. I was like, you are never there for me. Like every time that I try and see you, you got some weird answer. And like, you don't actually connect with me. It's like, I've met your friends one time in 2 years. Like none of this makes sense. Mm-hmm. And his response was, well, damn, who hurt you? And I said, you. Like I got very mad.
Right. As you should. Like, because he's been, from what it sounds like, a little disrespectful in their relationship.
So. Indeed. And yeah, I found out after that breakup how much so, because I was working at a spin studio. And there's a girl that while I was working there, that everyone was like, you would love this girl. She's so dope. And met her. We hit it off. We had an offhanded conversation at the spin studio, folding towels in the back. And it turns out we dated the same guy.
It was the same guy.
Same guy.
At the same time.
At the same time for 2 years.
So he started dating y'all at the same time?
Correct.
How did you meet this guy?
We met doing a play together.
Oh, he's so an actor.
Mm-hmm. Let me just tell y'all.
Yes. If you want to go far in life, I have a AAA rule. I violated it once in my life and I shouldn't have. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. No actors. Mm-hmm. No athletes. Mm-hmm. No attorneys.
Ooh. Oh,
don't
really?
Do it. No.
Oh, oh, I didn't know about the attorneys.
Do not
now.
Listen. And it's LA, because you throw a rock and you're going to hit either an actor or an attorney.
Correct.
It's just, that's just how it is around here. Do not date these people.
A bar. You're correct.
I'm just letting you know. And I take it for someone who's probably dated. This is going to sound bad. A date, like one date. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have been on this many dates, but I've learned my lesson. Somewhere between, I don't know, 13 and 18, maybe 20, a lot. I made a bad mistake. I married an attorney, actually. It was just,
damn.
I know. I don't do it. It was the worst mistake of my life.
I swear, sometimes it only takes maybe one or 18.
I know.
Experiences before you're like, never again.
I'm telling you, don't do it. That's the AAA rule. Don't do it.
Those are good rules, honestly. I didn't know about the attorneys. I'm going to clock that now. AAA. But the athletes and the actors, it's only been dust.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Every time.
They, anyway.
Yeah. So no more actors, no more athletes.
A little jewel. Ding.
Yeah, tried the athlete too. That did not. Actually, that's fun. But yeah, no.
Is it?
Let
me just tell you, I've never... this is the thing, because I'm a numbers person, as you know. I like a little math every now and then.
Sure do.
And based off percentages, mm-hmm. in my head, just all my, you know, psychic abilities and all these other things.
Yes.
Based on percentages, I think it's probably like less than 1%, like 0.9% chance of finding a decent human being that is an athlete. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's very rare. I'm not saying they don't exist.
No, sure.
I'm just saying, do you want to roll the dice on that? Do you want to put your life on the line for something like that?
They can't all be Russell Wilson. Like, they just can't.
There are probably a Russell Wilson, maybe a Steph Curry.
Right. He was my other one. I think those are... Are there more?
That's it. That's all you get. No? So... Oh. The studio audience has one. What's one from the studio audience? Who's one?
Deb Christie.
Who's that?
Deb Christie's husband.
She said, yes, it's okay.
Wait.
It's okay. We'll take it.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is our reality specialist. TV specialist.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm mad at me because I also love reality TV, but I'm stuck on the Basketball Wives.
He watches
Wives.
All the reality TV. So.
Okay, we have to talk online because I've gone deep in the pockets. Yes.
Yes. But moral of the story is you don't want to play those odds. If someone had a gun to my head and said a 0.9% chance that there's not a bullet in here.
Can't confirm. Yeah. I think the only dates...
I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, unfortunately, yeah. I can't. I'm not going to put me through that again.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You dated an athlete?
Yeah. So tough. But also, I will say, I had my mild justice because he got aired out recently on reality TV. So that was fun.
Good for him.
So a treat.
I'm trying to think that, no, I don't know. I'm going to leave that situation alone. But yeah.
But yeah, no more. No more athletes, no more actors. Because I think the other thing too with actors is once you break up, you also, if they're doing well, you have to deal with seeing them.
Oh my gosh.
All over the place.
You don't want to see these fools.
No.
I have, yeah.
This is not my thing, but one of my friends dated a comedian and then had to deal with a billboard around LA talking about how great his special was, and she was like, okay, this is egregious.
Like, yeah, how a freaking annoying. I couldn't bear it.
No,
I won't bear it.
No, you won't. Yeah, so
interesting.
The cheating of it all, we don't play about that, so we get very spooked by it. Yeah. So we get
have you ever
protective.
Cheated?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Good for you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm too real for that.
Right?
I'm just like, why?
Yeah, because I'm like,
I feel like my finest quality is I keep it real. Like,
yes.
I don't like you no more and I want to see other people. Bye. Like,
right.
It's so easy for me, but I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with other people. I'm like, is it that hard?
I don't think it is. Like, just tell me.
Like the idea of the collection, maybe.
But then at that point, it's also just more of like a loose dating thing as opposed to I'm locked on this person. If you got a smorgasbord, you got a smorgasbord.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think people like that just like the smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because it's like, I don't want to be a part of that. How could you be so deceitful?
Right.
It's so odd.
Also, that's so much work.
It is a lot. And not to mention, listen, your girl, ooh. The memory and the spidey senses. Listen,
you text me different. I'm like, what's going on? Like at this point,
I couldn't. And I think that I've been lucky in that good arena.
I mean, so you've never been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
That's fair.
Yeah, not that I know of.
That's fair.
I'd say no.
So I thought I was unscathed for 2 years, and turns out nope. So
who knows?
Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Which I would say, the mental piece of at least not knowing, probably top tier. Because I think knowing sometimes it makes you unravel in a way where you're like, you start going back through everything that happened in that relationship and you're like, what was real about it?
Right.
It fucks you up.
It's very interesting because there is actually, there was actually one time I wanted someone to cheat on me. I was like,
You wanted it out?
I don't know if I wanted an out, but yeah, I guess I did want out. I think I was just done with that relationship at that point, and they would come home. Like, this person would leave at like 6, we lived together. This person would leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning and come home at like 7 or 8, and I'd be like, at night. And I'd be like, you're back so soon. And
oh, that's a horrible sign.
I know. And I would think to myself, I'm like, dang, if only he had like a girlfriend or someone else.
Damn. Can't you be busy with someone else?
I'm like, I don't think I would be mad about it. I'm just like, and at that point, I was just like, you should just leave him like this. We're done.
Yeah, when you start having the feelings of eye rolls or like, oh, you're back, you should probably get out of there.
No, I got out. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm leaving now. I was, it only happened, see, this is the thing. This is, be careful who you marry because I was trapped. Otherwise, I would have been
married.
Yeah. Oh. Otherwise, I would have left so quick. I would have been out of like, you get trapped quick. Anyway, this ain't about me.
See, but this is why. This is why I'm slow on the uptake.
Yeah, no. Moral of the story. Please
take your time.
Take your time.
Yeah, really get to know them.
Take your time.
See how they're going to be as a father. All these different things. I saw a grim existence on the way here. A man was walking, easy breezy, arms swinging. His wife, baby strapped to the back, and 2 giant bags on her shoulders.
He wasn't carrying anything?
Nothing.
That just broke my heart.
Right.
I want to go out and find her and love her.
Yeah. Because I was so upset.
She had a baby in bags?
Yeah. Baby on the back, like strapped into like a harness thing on her back. And then 2 bags that were probably like 3 feet long, like giant duffel bags on her shoulders. And he was just had the nerve to swing his arms as they walked. Yeah. Free as a bird.
Yeah.
You got to be careful who you pick.
Amen. You... just don't pick anymore. It's just so.
Just
give up.
Right. I was like, I'm getting real close to asexual. I'm like, maybe I just don't.
You and everybody else, it's okay.
Right.
We're going to start a community next year. So I'll send you.
I would love a commune. Can we have a commune?
I'm going to start a commune because it's over at this point.
Yeah. I think we're cooked as a society.
We are.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hate for it to be so dark on this podcast. But you know what? Someone's like, yeah, that sounds like a pretty dark podcast. And here we are.
Yep. It is the breakup vent. It was either going to be heat or dark.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. With that being said, does your family ever ask you? Do you ever get the hound from the family? Like, are you seeing anyone?
Honestly, I think they gave up.
They gave up?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They don't ask anymore.
Yeah.
And honestly, my brother took some of the heat off because now that he's married and they just had a baby. So they're focused on that. They're like, this is what we got. I'm like, yep. It's like, it's me and my cat, Andre. So that's what we got.
Not the Andre. Yeah. Not the liquor. Not the liqueur.
Right. Listen, Andre Benjamin. Yes. Is this full?
So cute.
But yeah, no, my parents don't even ask anymore. And I think some of their friends will ask questions whenever I come back and visit. Mm-hmm. They're like, you date anyone? I'm like, no. And they go, and that's okay. I'm like, I know. Okay.
You know what? Earlier in this podcast, you said that you did freeze your eggs. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider going in it alone?
I have started thinking about that. So I'm trying to figure out what the age will be where I decide, screw it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Also, because I've seen, again, friends married, having kids, and how much of a chore that is, especially in the early stages of it. Mm-hmm. So I know that I would need to be in a specific financial place in order to have some stability in my life. So it can't be working 2-3 jobs. I mean, I know people do it, but I'm already tired as is, and it's just me and my cat. Yeah. So I know I need more stability before I do it. But yeah, I'm actually open to going alone. I mean, froze my eggs alone. They recommended somebody making embryos with me. I was like, there's no one, which is why it's the eggs, not embryos. Don't be rude. And then, like, I'm aware embryos are better fits, but I don't have a person, which is why I'm here. And then had to do the shots by myself. They're like, if you have a friend that can do it. I was like, I mean, I had friends that were willing to do it, but I was like, hey, come over every single night at 10 p.m. to give me a shot. I was like, I can just do it. It's fine. So, yeah, I think I built up enough of doing things on my own. Probably end up doing a baby by myself too. Who knows?
Listen, well, whatever choice you decide to make, I know it will be the best one because it's your decision.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a positive.
It is. Look at that.
See? Turned it around.
Well, I would say that this is pretty much the end of our podcast. We have come to an end. Well, would you like to give your socials where people can find you?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at The Victoria Dunn. We're trying to claim that. So yeah, Victoria Dunn.
The Victoria Dunn. Yes. D-U-N-N.
D-U-N-N. Yes. Thank you for the clarity on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. That's where you can find Victoria. Thank you so much for coming to the Breakup Vent, the number one podcast, breakup podcast in the world. Woo! Let's give it up for our host, Victoria. I still listen. Season 2, I'm going to get them sound effects.
Honestly, I like them by the mouth.
You do?
That sounds crazy.
She likes them. Listen, y'all know what she mean. Don't be,
don't be weird.
Don't be weird. Like, homeboy from the UK. All right, we're out. Bye.